Yes, you seem to be relatively sceptical. Let me read some of your texts. Somebody called Mike sent in two texts. First of all, it was predator-free 2050 is just a funding scam. It will never happen. Only a deluded fool, he used another word, but I'll substitute fool, would think it would be successful. And a little later, Mike came back with the rather idiotic statement that if it was true that birds can't exist if there are predators, there would be no birds in Europe or anywhere else. I think you need to watch the podcast, Mike, to inform yourself. Lots of cat haters as well. What about the cats? Don't forget the wild cats. It's great that so many are getting into trapping, but what about the cats? What about the cats? We're a nation that's cat obsessed, and we need to prioritize our precious taonga. Ask about the cats. It needs to be in the predator-free team sites. Yes, well, you can't all be Gareth Morgan, I suppose. What about the cats? Next week, please talk to a scientist as a text who can talk about the real likelihood of success for predator-free New Zealand. All right, you know, maybe it can be done, maybe it can't, but the point Peter Young was making, I think, is that the process is a very valuable exercise. I think you'd agree, wouldn't you? Even Mike. Yes, somebody from Devonport, a listener in Devonport in Auckland, has texted to say, fascinating interview on the pest issue. Just a note that this applies to urban as much as rural areas, and its inhabitants can do a lot more to make an impact. In my local area, the privileged white middle classes, trim flat whites, may chill with the knowledge that there is, on average, a rat within 20 metres of where they sit prattling. Prattling? How harsh you are. We've had rodents of significant size sauntering down our local main road. I embarked on a small trap and bait campaign in my backyard and was surprised at the size and apparent health of my successes. Of course, all our food outlets are A category, so they must be getting fed somewhere else, perhaps. Ha ha. We've also started a baiting and trapping project on a very isolated rural Coromandel property, and significant numbers of baits are lasting only days, such is the prevalence of rats. Native birds may well be their food source. Venal as men, says somebody, outraged. Venal as men. The ones I've met, I'm glad men aren't as venal as them. That relates to the interview with Christina about her book, The End of Men. And it was entirely my fault because I asked the question. There are 150 North Island brown kiwi in the Rimataka Forest Park near Wellington. 15 years ago, the first six kiwi were introduced there. For the last 10 years, I have been trapping to eliminate possums and stoats and rats and cats. As a vegetarian, this is unpleasant, sometimes gruesome mahi. I would not want to be anywhere else. And thank you, Tom. And that provides an answer to somebody who says, I'm quite happy to trap things, but I don't like getting rid of them from the trap. What do you suggest I do? Toughen up, I'm afraid. Grit your teeth and do it. Somebody accused me of being snide, dismissive about the people saying, what about the cats? But unfair, he says, Michael. A bit bullyish or irresponsible when you take such a strong tone without rationalising at all against what superficially to me anyway seems a rational query. No. You need to raise your snide threshold, Michael. There was no snide. Not even a bit of snide. And somebody has found a quote from Leonard Cohen, which is always quite easy. Appropriate quotes from Leonard Cohen. It's relating to Christina's book. The rivalry was vicious. The women were in charge. It's a song called Happens to the Heart. Matakui, yes, has a kauri museum. I mentioned the kauri museum at Dargaville, not per se, but it does have some great Gum Digger and Cody galleries. Ooh, loads and loads and loads of feedback about Jonathan Drury and indeed the earlier interviews as well. Nitrogen-fixing clovers, says Vic, have been the basis of New Zealand pastoral farming since the 1950s. It's only in recent times that our farmers have started using nitrogen in unprecedented amounts. A number of people have pointed this out, but yes, but that's to do with increasing production, is it not? The artificial additions of it. What's with the odd pronunciations today? Says somebody. Cashew, I didn't hear that, didn't spot that one. And licorice. Well, licorice is interesting, actually. It's quite right, it is licorice. It used to be licorice from the old French. Thank heavens for Google. And it was apparently subject to the same process that gave us sugar as opposed to sugar. Consequently, yes, indeed, it's licorice. I, says Linda, from Paraparumu, have a death lily or stink lily in my garden. I concur, it smells like decaying flesh, but it's stunningly beautiful, and the flies love it. Very interesting show this morning. Thank you, Linda. But you can keep your stink lily, I think, really. Absence makes the tart grow fonder. Thank you, Nancy, for that. Our native nettles, says Barbara, are hosts for Red Admiral butterfly caterpillars. Yes, very good. Nettles are good. Rubbing with dock leaves is not just placebo if you get stung by nettles. It provides a counter-stimulus which inhibits some of the pain signals. Thank you, Wayne. No dispute, but that doesn't mean that dock leaves contain anything particular that is an antidote to the stinging of the nettle. It just means you could rub it with any old thing and the counter-stimulus would affect the same relief. But somebody else shouted, when your guest said dock juice doesn't chemically ease stinging nettles, his credibility took a dive. That's all they say. I have no idea what scientific evidence there is for that. Somebody else says, about dock leaves and European nettle, of course it works. I'm all for the mind playing tricks, but as kids, it was our go-to relief from stings. These days, when I get stung by native nettle, there's no dock around, so can't provide good oil on that one. Ian, he of many welts, he describes himself. And perhaps, says Owen, it took more than a particular species of bird making a loud C noise to make a tomato blush, and it wasn't until it got to P that ripening occurred. I read that out before I could figure out what that meant. And Daniel asks, quite nicely, I think, how does Linda know what rotting flesh smells like? Let's not go there. While we're on the subject of plants, thanks to the Jonathan Drury interview, dumcane, or Dieffenbachia, is a plant, apparently, that gets its name from the temporary speechlessness that occurs after chewing a piece of the stem. I don't know why you would. And yet another contribution to the dock leaf saga, the nettle controversy. The question is whether there is something in dock leaves that soothes nettle sting or whether it's just the rubbing that sort of distracts you. Somebody says, dock leaves, actually, three people. So much known, so little certainty. Dock leaves actually help relieve a nettle sting because rubbing vigorously releases moist sap from the leaves, which has a cooling, soothing effect on the skin. And if that's the case, then anything would work that's sappy, right? Somebody says plantain is better for nettle than dock leaves. And Bibby says the pain of English stinging nettle is immediately soothed by dock leaves, but only if you spit on the dock leaf before applying it to the affected area. Vivian, after my interview with Pick Pico, said, please rethink your belief that there is no such thing as absolute truth. It is not helpful to survivors of child abuse in a world all too ready to disbelieve them. Vivian, I assure you, I was being sarcastic, I think is what I was being. Somebody texted to say, several decades ago, the World Council of Churches program to combat racism formulated this description. Racism exists when one group believes that its values and practices are superior to those of another group, and that group has the power to impose those values and behaviours on the other. So if you could remember that when you're complaining about people saying Morena. Think on't. Have a good weekend.